Oh my god.
I heard ASAP and BB got it popping in the club last night.
The baby gotta go to court for another fight.
Girl wanna fight cause a man looking at my running tight.
And a man mad cause I put her on a flight. Hey, hey, hey. We talking this. Hey, hey.
We talking this.
Hey, hey.
We talking this.
Oh my god.
Hey,
we talking this.
What's going on, family? What's going on?
Hello?
Lisa, how are you feeling?
I'm good.
It's the end of the year. How are you feeling about going into this new year?
It is what it is. I'm excited. You know, new year, you know. No telling what's going to jump off, take place.
I'm manifesting great things. That's all up. 2024, great things. Great, amazing, positive things.
New years, new goals, you know?
I know that's right.
New beginnings. I mean, hey, I'm here for it.
Now, normally on, you know, Talking-ish, we do a few topics, you know, what's hot, what's popping right now. But being that we're at the end of the year, I thought we would just go over some of these talking-ish letters that we got in the year off with y'all red flags and try to help y'all out a bit, just a little bit, just a little bit. All right. Now, our first talking-ish letter. Now, everybody is anonymous, so... Everybody don't be like, oh, who is that? Oh, what her name?
Right.
No, don't. No. No. You're only not anonymous if you don't want to be.
Right.
And that, looking at some of these letters, yeah. Okay, so let's get into it. My son's father told me he is leaving his wife to be back with me. Is this a red flag?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Say that again. Her baby daddy said he's getting back with. No, say that again. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You on the right road. My son's father told me he is leaving his wife to be back with me.
Oh.
Is this a red flag? Yes.
Girl.
Is this a red flag?
Okay. You knew what you... Yes, it's a red flag. You knew what you... You knew what time it was when he... Come on now. In the beginning, you knew what was up. Yes, ma'am. Red flag. Don't hold your breath. That's what you're waiting on.
I'm gonna agree with Lisa. We're gonna say red flag. Why? Because for one, why didn't y'all work out, you know, in the beginning? Like what was the issue there? He married a whole different woman.
Right.
And he didn't marry you, and now he's gonna come back. Sis, we need more details. I need to know.
I don't need no more details for her for me to decide it's a red flag.
No. Okay. I need more details as far as, you know, what the dynamics are. Is it, you know, she was the side chick and then she had his kid and now he wants to make honest woman? It's all sounding real, real messy. But a rum. So we're gonna say red flag on her. Okay.
Now, can we at least know where these people are writing from? Can when they write in, use a different name, And tell us where you're sending these letters from, what state you're in. That would be interesting.
All right. So 2024, yeah, I heard it. We want to know where you're at least writing in from.
Right. And use a different name, you know. You know, because this letter could have been from the side chick waiting.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. You know tag names.
Or something like that.
We can make up your name if you want us to by reading the letter. Yeah, let us
chicks know. Let us chicks know. Well, we going red flag on, girl. All right. Side chick awaiting.
All right. Now, our next one. My girlfriend told me she likes for men to take control in the bedroom. That's why she cheated on her last boyfriend. I'm not.
Cheated on her ex-boyfriend?
Yeah. He says, I'm not into aggression. I like to make love to my woman.
Okay.
Is this a red flag?
No.
Okay. Please elaborate.
Okay. It's two parts to this thing.
Okay.
It's not a red flag for her to want certain things. And you guys should have a conversation. Well, I mean, if you decide to stay with her because she did cheat. But I think that I'm a firm believer that, you know, couples definitely need to have a conversation about what they like when they're intimate. You know what I mean?
Right.
So both parties are satisfied to the fullest extent. Isn't that the point when you're making love, when you're being intimate with your mate, satisfying them, or are you just in it to get yours? So then that's a whole nother conversation. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that part, that's not a red flag. If she desires a particular thing, you guys have a conversation about it, you know, share those things. Not a red flag at all. Of course, her cheating, see, she could have had the conversation with you. And I think that you should compromise. I mean, sometimes a woman wants to be made love to, and sometimes she wants her head knocking up against the headboard.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's nothing wrong with that.
So, what are we going to call this flag? We got to give it.
The red flag, of course, is her cheating, because she should have had a conversation with him. And he should have been open to it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Right.
Was he open to the conversation, or he just dead play? I'm not aggressive. Okay, well, get aggressive. She wants it like that, get aggressive. Get a little aggressive. And I like to make love to my woman. Well, you know, like I said, sometimes, you know, we like a combination of things.
All right. All right, well, our next one. I've been dating this dude for over a year, but he refuses to meet my family or friends. Is that a red flag?
Yeah.
Oh. Lisa said yeah. Well, why do you think it's a red flag?
Why doesn't he want to meet your folks?
I don't know. Maybe he could think it's too soon. Maybe he is liking the state that they're in.
Well, this is definitely. I want to know what his excuse is. What's his rebuttal? His pushback for not wanting to meet your family. I mean, is it him or is it your family? Is your family ratchet? Are they ghetto? What's going on?
She said family or friends. Now it's not.
Okay.
She don't, you know, they don't. She ain't give us too much details.
Are they exclusive, or are they just kicking it?
She said they've been dating for over a year.
Over a year, but still, you gotta ask the dude: Are we exclusive, or are we just kicking it? Because if we're just kicking it, you know, the dude probably don't want to meet the family because we just kicking it. I'm not your dude. I'm not your boyfriend. We're not locked in. So, I mean, I would say, you know, more details because it does depend. I mean, are you going to take, would you invite, well, not even invite because, you know, people invite people over all the time, but would you, see, this is the difference here. When you're kicking it with a dude, you'll probably take that dude around your friends that you kick it with, that you guys go out with and whatnot. You know, people are coupled up and they're having a good time, but you won't take them home to your parents, right or wrong, because you guys are not serious, right or wrong.
Right.
Okay. Now, if you were serious and exclusive with the dude, they're gonna meet the fam bam, and they're gonna meet your friends. They're gonna meet your family, your parents, because you guys are exclusive. You guys are committed to one another. That makes more sense, right?
It does.
Okay, so maybe I don't know what their situation is. What you think?
Now, before you broke it down like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was leaning towards, you know, not a red flag because
Okay. She
said over a year. I don't know how far over that year it is. And I know guys like to move at a slow pace.
Right.
And I do know, like, a lot of guys, just guys that I've come across, don't like for everybody to be in your relationship. So...
Mm-hmm.
I looked at it like maybe he doesn't want to meet them because he don't want them to be, you know, influencing their relationship and, you know,
mm-hmm.
mess what they got going on up.
Right.
Because he feels like they got a good thing going right now. They still in the honeymoon phase or the cupcake phase is what I call it,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
in the beginning. He don't want to get to the full cake right now. He just want to stay in this little cupcake bubble.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
how I took it. That's
mm-hmm.
how I was like, it's not a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like obviously she's more into the relationship than he is.
Mm-hmm. Or you know, like I said, we need more details because if they just kicking it, I can understand that. But if they're exclusive, then what's the problem with you meeting my family?
Yeah. Mama, we need more information. It is that.
You know, I mean, and for her peace of mind, too. I mean, she needs to be clear, you know?
I hear you.
What you think?
I told you how I approached it. I didn't even, you know... Look at it, like
yeah.
you know,
because they've been on for a year. But like I said, brothers, some brothers, not all brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You could be kicking it with them for 2 years, and they still say that you ain't my girlfriend.
And that's true.
I didn't see it happen, and they pop that off. They pop off on that when they're not available, and you've been trying to call them, and they was out on a date with Becky,
mm-hmm.
and then they go throw that at you. Oh well, you know, yeah, you know, we're just kicking it. So I pray that she's clear on where she stands, and if they are exclusive, and he does not want to meet her family. I would say that's a red flag.
Well,
it's exclusive.
So hit us back, Mama, and let us know if y'all are exclusive
mm-hmm.
or if y'all are just dating. Because dating, I interpret dating as we're dating. We go together. Not go together, but we're dating.
This day and age, So, I mean, do people still have the conversation on being exclusive or not? Because I really think that it needs to be clear, because a lot of women jump to conclusions, especially when they lay down with a brother. And you ain't had a conversation. Just because you have sex with a brother, that doesn't mean that that brother...
Of course, I still have a conversation.
That you got exclusive. And a lot of women, unfortunately, get that twisted. So you need to make a plan with a brother. Say, well, okay, well, we get in the bed, brother. You belong to me. We get in the bed, brother. I'm your girlfriend. We go together. You know, it's going to have to be some type of conversation, because, come on now, these brothers out here be...
That's why I have the conversation. I'm one of those chicks like, okay, look, mm-hmm. what are we doing? Because
mm-hmm.
if we're dating,
right,
that means we're dating. I'm dating too. So
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna need to know if we're exclusive or not.
Yeah.
Because just like you're over there talking to other people, I'm gonna be talking to other people too. A lot of guys don't like to hear that, and a lot of women don't like to run that risk of having the conversation, and then he finds out that you're doing the same thing he's doing. You're dating.
I think women need to stop it. As far as making it plain. Don't always be available for that one brother. There is a relationship coach. It's a guy. Okay, it's a guy. Melanated. And he said, because I listen to him sometime,
mm-hmm.
he's on their platform. In fact, he's on Facebook, but I think you have to have special access or whatever gives you access. And very interesting. And he says that women, I called him one day, and he said women should not just date one dude at a time, because some women get so locked into that one dude, they put all their eggs in one basket. And then, a few dates down the line, a couple of months down the line, they discover some things. They may not have anything in common. They're not compatible at all, amongst other things. He says you should not date one brother at a time. And dating does not mean sleeping together.
No, that's okay? What I said.
You ain't got to give up your goodies. You shouldn't give up your goodies.
And that's what I said. I make it very clear. I date. I'm a dater.
Dating is dating. Going out on a date, getting to know one another, yeah. hanging out, that type deal, not jumping in bed.
And I make it very clear that I am dating just as well as you're dating.
Right, exactly. I heard you when you said it. The brother said, don't do that. He said, because you get locked up into one dude,
mm-hmm.
and then you settle as well. Because some women think that that's, I don't know why, women think that that's the last dude on earth.
Mm-hmm. That's a whole nother conversation right there. Now, our next one, okay. this is some Jerry Springer type stuff.
Uh-oh. Do I got to go get some more popcorn? We go get some more popcorn for this one.
Listen.
Uh-oh, what happened? I'm here for it.
Okay. I just recently found out my fiancé used to have sex with his cousin. What should I do?
Oh, my God, run.
Not run. Oh.
Run.
told me.
What you gonna stick around for?
This is my thing. This definitely needs more context.
What in the what? Lace them jokers up real tight.
Oh, my gosh.
And keep it moving.
Lisa, no. This is listen. Oh,
run,
man.
Run, girlfriend, run. Okay?
Listen, I'm saying this. This needs more context. Because.
Why?
For one, she said used to. We don't know what the situation was.
What you mean?
Like, we don't know if he was aware that it was his cousin, and he found out, and then he stopped sleeping with her, or whatever. So, we don't know.
Okay, all right. I'll calm down.
I'm saying, like, it's alarming, but...
That reason and only that. He did not know. Because I know, I heard of two cats that they found out that they was cousins. They kept on doing it.
And that's what I'm saying. But she said used to. So
okay,
that's past tense. And he's her fiance now.
If he did not know, then he get a pass. But if he absolutely knew, don't do it. Because he has no decorum.
Oh, man.
No ethics at all. That means he would mess with your gun.
And you know, I just recently keep seeing this. I just recently keep seeing this same commercial where this married couple find out that they're actually cousins. And
I've seen a story like that where. These people that were getting married, they were actually brother and sister. Their mother gave up the daughter years ago, but she was, when she was a baby. Another couple ended up with that child, raised her wonderfully, and then her son met this woman, her daughter. She met the lady. She met the daughter. Of course, the daughter did she tell the daughter? I forgot, but yeah, they were brother and sister. Do you hear me?
And see, I've read about this in books. I've seen it, you know, in TV shows and, you know, reality shows and things like that. And I even, like I said, I just seen it. That commercial kept popping up. And then I read this letter and I just said, what is happening? But that's the only thing that made me really think, because if you're young, you don't know your family like that, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's another side. Now, if he went into this knowing that this is his cousin, that's a completely different, you know, conversation.
Absolutely.
So I feel like we need a bit more details, Mama. We need, you know, to follow up. But Lisa said put on your running shoes.
if he knew. If he knew. Definitely.
So we're gonna stick with it's a red flag for now. And then after you know, give us some more detail, a bit more detail. You know.
Right.
We'll revisit.
if he knew that's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, this one is not that bad. This one is a little tame. Okay.
Because we get some good old doggone juicy letters left lately.
Yeah, the red flags have been pouring in.
Man.
My boyfriend refuses to update his wardrobe.
Okay.
He says, I fell in love with him dressing like this. Whew. All right, Lisa, what do we think? We think this is a red flag?
No.
Oh.
Red flag. It depends on, it just depends on the woman. You know, I know a lot of women that, you know, they pick out, these are their husbands, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And they pick out the husband's wardrobe when they go out to dinner or to an event or whatever have you. They pick out the garments. When the man, you know, when he's going fishing or hanging out with his dude or whatnot, I mean, she's, you know, says, oh, baby, you look good, or maybe you should put on those jeans with that, you know what I'm saying? But she really doesn't go in unless they're going somewhere together. It's not a red flag. This is not a deal breaker. I mean, some dudes just don't, you know how to put it together. Help them out. That's all. I don't think it's a red flag.
Yeah, because she said he refuses to update his wardrobe. So I'm guessing, you know, this is just me guessing here, that she has been trying to, you know, implement, help him out with his wardrobe, but he just flat out refuses. He's like, you fell in love with me like this. This is who I am. This is how I dress.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to change me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's probably at her wit's end with it.
Well, you know, I wonder if she's trying to change his whole style. Maybe he should compromise.
I mean, here's the thing, right? Because
mm-hmm.
she said his wardrobe, like, she wants him to update his entire, she's done with it. I don't know if
she better pick a couple of pieces at a time and buy stuff for an anniversary, a birthday, Father's Day, you know, slip a few items in to go with his jeans. But you know what I'm saying? You know. I slip it on him a little something.
When I think about this though, I think about, like, you know, if they've been dating or if they've been a couple for a long time,
mm-hmm.
like, what were their dates like?
Right.
And she was just like so enamored with him that she just ignored
right.
what he had on.
Right, girl. I wonder what. Yeah, because he said you was digging me like this.
Yeah.
What's the problem now?
That's gonna be hard to change.
Hmm.
That's gonna be hard, especially when he's like, you know, you fell in love with me.
Mhm.
And I was dressed like this.
Mhm. But if my dude said something like that, I'd be chill. You know, the thing about it is this. My boyfriend said, baby, you look pretty in that sundress. And I noticed that every time I'm in this particular color, well, yellow. If I'm wearing yellow,
mm-hmm.
I get a lot of compliments from him. So, why? I know yellow. I don't know why men don't pay attention. Men don't pay attention. If your girl say, "Bet you sure look good in that blue," you need to be buying more blue. Don't you want to please your mate? If your boyfriend said, "Z, baby, I love you in mustard."
Oh.
You don't like mustard, okay?
That's
baby,
the color. That's the color of. That's the podcast colors.
Let's pick your favorite color.
Pink.
Baby, I want to see you in pink. Right. What you going to do? You going to buy more pink stuff, ain't you?
Honestly.
You what?
I wouldn't, because that's mostly my closet. So, that was like a bad
now
example.
I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking, if you did not have any pink, you didn't have a lot of pink items, and he said, baby, I love you in pink, or baby, that's a pretty dress. I really like, you know, you're going to buy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure. For sure.
Because you want to see it when you come through. and he taking you out on a date, and you come downstairs, and y'all meet wherever y'all meet, and you have your little pink fit with your little pink sandals and a pink flower in your hair and all the stuff, your makeup just right, hair flowing. Don't you think that's going to put a big old smile on his face when he sees you walking down the street?
I would hope so.
Absolutely. So I wonder why men, we feel the same way when our men come, when they walk through. And we see them with one of our favorite colors on, or a color that looks so good on him.
Right.
We like that kind of stuff, too. We're visual, too.
Well.
So if this brother loves this woman, he would compromise and buy him a new button up. Buy him a couple of pairs of jeans, some fresh tennis shoes, or some shoe shoes, whatever floats your boat.
Something.
But
I feel like I need to follow up on this too. I want to know what his wardrobe is that's driving her
right
up the wall.
Exactly. Because he needs to be compromised. He needs to say, you know what, my baby, my lady, my woman likes me in this, or she wants me to do that. Do it. If you love her, what's the problem? I mean, move a little bit.
And you know what show comes to mind with this story? Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. And now it's just Queer Eye.
I remember that show.
Yeah, but now it's just Queer Eye. It's on Netflix. Mm. They, you know, make over everybody. And
Carson. What's the guy named Carson, the blonde?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I like him.
Yeah, but they make over everybody, right?
Yeah, okay.
And on this last episode, you know, this guy's sister-in-law and his daughters nominated him because they were like, you know, ever since he lost his wife, he's just been in a rut.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't groom. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't have any grooming routines. He just wears the same old three T-shirts, the same two pairs of jeans, and the same old dusty boots, and works all the time, and come home and take care of his girls. And they were like, we want him to meet a nice lady. And when they met him, they were like, oh my God, you're so sweet. We just need to freshen up the gift wrapping. You're a gift. You know, we just need to make other people see
right
the big gift on the inside. You need to match, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a crush on this lady for, I want to say, about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
His wife has been deceased for about, what, I think they said 8 years or 7 years, something like that.
Okay. Right.
And he had a crush on this lady. And he goes into, you know, the restaurant to get dinner for him and the kids all the time.
Okay.
And she's like, you know, I never even knew, you know, he liked me.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But after seeing him, of course I want to go out and get to know him better. Because when he used to come in the restaurant, he used to look all like Gruff McGee. So who, you never know, you know, what awaits you if you just spruce it up a little bit. Just a little bit, fellas. I'm just saying. You never know, because he had a crush on this lady for so long.
Wow.
And she just looked at him as a scruffy duffy. Like, what? What's going on here?
Right.
So, I mean, like you said, get a button up, do something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know what is about his wardrobe that drives her up a wall. Because she's fed up, obviously.
Yeah.
But Lisa said it's not a red flag, so we're gonna go with not a red flag.
I think the best, I'm a firm believer the best is fixable. They just need to have a conversation. They need to compromise. Well, you know, one of them homies needs to talk to him or something. I don't know. I'm sure it could be so.
Right.
It can be fixed, though. This is not a deal breaker. And, you know, hey, I wonder how long they've been together.
Well, hit us back. You know, we'll do some follow-ups. Let's go.
Yeah.
Now, all right, our next one is a little bit disrespectful. I feel.
Okay.
My girlfriend refused to go to my mother's house for the holidays because she said my mother can't cook. Is this a red flag?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to go ahead and take the lead right quick because I feel a certain kind of way. Right? I've grown under Geraldine's household. Everybody knows Geraldine by now. If you don't, Mama Geraldine, Mama CWP, whatever. She don't eat nobody cooking.
Okay.
Right? And if she does, you know, be prepared to be critiqued on it or whatever. She's not gonna lie and be like she loved it if she didn't, you know, all of that. But she's not gonna refuse to go to someone's house because they can't cook.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now what she will do is what she taught all of us. Eat before you go, or, you know, eat after you leave. But we show up. We show up. We don't flat out refuse, be like, oh, I ain't going over there, she can't cook. No.
Yeah.
That's rude.
Yeah, she definitely still should go. And I mean, most of the time when you're, invited to dinner, there's appetite. So, you know, just have your drink and some appetizers and fill up on that.
Or bring a dish.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, if it's permitted to, because sometimes.
Yeah, some people don't, but I'm saying, like, if you're invited over, I'm quite sure, you know.
Well, I mean, some people don't want you to bring a dish if they've been put out a spread.
And I get that.
If it's an insult to them. But if it's a potluck type deal, then yes, by all means, bring a dish. But if it's not, you know, you certainly need to ask if you could, because it's an insult to some that put out that spread and you're bringing in, you know, your potato salad.
He said for the holidays. So this is what I'll say, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you are to bring a dish, like you said,
mm-hmm.
don't bring a main dish.
Mm-hmm.
Bring something small, something light, like a chips and dip or you know, some bread or something, and be like, hey, Mom, just trying to help you out. You know, I know you probably still got stuff cooking.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Just bring something that you know you'll eat.
Well, good luck eating the bag of chips and the bread.
I'm just saying, you know, if that's the only deterrent for you going over there for the holidays.
Look, nothing. I'm sure she can find one of those dishes that you know, turkey cannot be a fail.
Oh, unless hell yeah, it can. Oh, girl,
but
no.
Unless it's burnt up.
And if
it's dry, put some gravy on it. Put some gravy on it and get you some mashed potatoes. And can you mess up on a green vegetable, too?
You can mess up on pretty much everything. I've seen it all.
Oh, no.
I have seen it all. And I used to think like that. And I'm not going to hold you. I used to think like that. Like, you can't mess up.
Mashed potatoes.
Over-season, under-season, not know how to cook a potato.
under-season. Put some salt and pepper on that joker.
Listen, and some people get offended if you add, you know, seasoning to their food. Like, man, it wasn't seasoned enough. Like, you know.
You know, because I want a little more salt and pepper on my thing.
Yeah. And
what?
And that is what I'm saying. So,
hot sauce on my turkey? I don't do that. I'm just saying. I ain't never seen it done. Hot sauce on the turkey. But that's, yeah, she should definitely go. She tripping.
Oh, my niece put hot sauce on her turkey.
She put hot sauce on the turkey?
My niece put hot sauce on almost everything.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hot sauce on her noodles, hot sauce on, yeah.
She likes hot sauce. She has hot sauce in her bag.
Pretty much.
Uh-huh, yeah.
She was born into hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently. My sister does not eat as much hot sauce as my niece does.
Mm.
I didn't even know my sister liked hot sauce like that until my niece was born. And she started, you know, eating hot sauce on her chicken and things like that. And my niece, like I said, has hot sauce on everything. She honestly reminds me of one of my aunts who used to put hot sauce on everything.
Growing up.
Red Devil used to be faithfully in the cabinet.
Shut up, girl.
Yes. So I used to be like, what is wrong with you? She drink hot sauce. Yeah, it was a whole thing. Yeah, but I don't feel like this is a red flag. I would say it's an orange flag only because it's rude. Only because it's rude. And she told him this. Like, she said this to him. How do you think that man feel like trying to explain why you ain't come?
Right, yeah, she shouldn't do that. Yeah, I mean, that's, you ain't got to lie. Because he's not going to keep the peace. He's not going to say, oh, because she said you can't cook. He's going to have to sit up there and lie. She's not feeling good. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that to your dude. Go on over there, have a drink and some appetizers. And you know, if somebody asks why you're not eating, just say, oh, I got full off the appetizers. That's all. Don't do that to your boo-boo. That's mean.
Or if I don't know if this is y'all's situation.
Because you're going to support him.
Right. That's his family. Like,
right.
You grin and bear it.
Yeah.
Now, one of my exes, you know, we did family, you know, we hit houses on, you know, the holiday. Thanksgiving. We stopped at his family's house on Thanksgiving. We ended it at my family's house on Thanksgiving.
That's a good thing. That's what's up. That's compromising, y'all. You hear that?
When we went to, you know, his family's house, because I knew I was going to eat, you know, later,
right.
I made sure I didn't fill up. I tasted, you know, everything I normally would eat at my mama house.
Right.
They had some other stuff going on, some possum stew. No, I ain't do none of that. I ain't doing none of that.
Right.
But I definitely tried the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a turkey girl. I love Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I love turkey. I want to have turkey year round. But they don't be in the stores popping like that year round until Thanksgiving. So, you know. And then I tried the sweet potatoes because I was like, you know, you can't really mess up sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Found that out the hard way. You definitely can.
Mm-hmm.
That's another That's another conversation. I'm not gonna go in.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then I did not do the potato salad because I learned my lesson, you know, with potato salad.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that to myself. I'm not gonna do that to them. That's rude. Because I will be spitting it out if it does not please my palate. I can't swallow it. So I'm not even gonna fool with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said cornbread. I'll try the cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a sweet cornbread girl.
Okay.
I learned when I moved to Virginia that everybody cornbread ain't sweet. And I learned that everybody doesn't put the same ingredients in their cornbread. I learned that people actually put peppers in their cornbread.
Yeah.
Some people actually put corn kernels in their cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I've learned a lot when it came to cornbread.
Right. Yeah, it's all types of different cornbreads. Yeah. Cornbread.
And I did not enjoy that cornbread.
Ooh,
and like you said, you know, put the gravy on it if you don't like, if the turkey is a little dry.
Yeah.
I ended up asking for, you know, some butter to put on my turkey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because the gravy was not.
It wasn't popping.
It had a weird aftertaste.
You tried it. You tried to work with it.
Yeah, I did. And I put a little on my plate because I said, okay, you know. I compromised because, you know, he was my man at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to my mama's house, and I had my plate ready.
Okay.
But I did not refuse, you know, to go to his mama's house. That's disrespectful and rude.
Right.
So we'll say this is an orange flag, only because, like I said, it's rude as hell for you to just be like, oh, I'm not going,
right,
and disrespectful. She said that to that man's face. Imagine how he felt. Like, what?
Right.
So you just not gonna go?
You not gonna go, girl?
That's out of line.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, it's an orange flag. We're gonna leave that there. Ooh, Lord. Now, our last letter. My wife is 48 and still likes to have sleepovers with her friends. Is that a red flag?
It depends on how often the sleepovers are.
Now,
ain't nothing wrong with the sleepovers. Now, I've heard of women having sleepovers, you know. In fact, one of my aunts was talking about having a sleepover. You know, they can have a sleepovers with, you know, things and all kinds of stuff. Bathrobes and bonnets and things of that nature. I don't see anything wrong with it. Now, if it's quite frequently, then maybe you should have one antenna up to figure out what they there, but other than that, no, I don't think it's a red flag.
All right, so we're gonna go white flag on you, only because Lisa said it ain't a red flag.
Oh, what you say?
I'm not big on, you know, sleepovers now in my grown age.
Well, I feel you. It's nothing like sleeping in my own bed. Sometimes I'm on vacation and want to go home. You know, I can understand that. You know, sometimes we going over so-and-so, we got to do this. We might end up spending the night. I might be like, okay.
But we need to know the definition of sleepovers because he said we're her friends.
That's, say that again?
He said with her friends, which makes me feel like this is a, you know, planned event, like she's planning on having this sleepover.
Okay, so I, you know, if it's an event, like I said, I don't see too much going on with that.
He was bold putting her age out here. How you know, she want everybody to know she 48. Like, what? That was a lot.
Why she want to sleep over?
I feel like, you know, you're trying to put that sauce on it. Like, you know, is she too old to be having sleepovers?
Well, I mean, like I said,
women be
planning a little sleepover event. It depends on what time.
Oh, boy. So we're going to go white flag. Look, we want to thank y'all for all of these letters.
Okay.
And like Lisa said, y'all know, add some taglines. Get creative.
Yeah.
Or let us know if you want us to create your taglines.
Right.
We have no problem with doing that. And like I said, these topics, some of y'all submissions, I understand why y'all want to be anonymous. I get it.
Oh, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So, if you want to put Mr. Mama Can't Cook or something, you know, something like that, to something cute, I don't... If you want us to create it, just let us know. For 2024, for season 15, this is what we asking for. We ask that y'all keep the letters coming. And y'all don't take offense to any of our commentary.
Yes.
Because we mean it with love. We're not trying to be harsh. We're not trying to hurt nobody's feelings.
No, indeed.
And I'm excited for 2024. I'm looking forward to another season with my sis.
Yes, 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 yes. We made it, girl. This year has been something else. I tell you, girl. Ooh.
And yes, it has. It's definitely been that roller coaster.
Yes. We've been through a couple of things, haven't we?
Listen.
Woo! But we here, though. We here, and we're blessed. We're blessed, blessed, blessed.
And if you are watching this, and it's New Year's Eve, we want to thank you for tuning in on the day. And we're going to count down.
Absolutely.
Right here on Cooking with Positivity, Talking Ish. Y'all, listen. Because y'all showed up with these letters. So I know y'all listening. I know y'all watching.
Yes.
So y'all need to make sure y'all subscribe just as much, right? Because we got so much good stuff. We got more Talking Ish.
Yeah.
We got movie nights. We got game shows. We got a whole bunch of stuff coming out. 2024 is the year. I feel it. I feel it.
Okay.
I'm manifesting it. I'm speaking it to existence. That's it. Right?
That's right.
And this has been amazing. And Lisa?
Yeah.
I want to thank you for taking this journey with me, girl. Cause
girl, you ain't got to thank me. It's my pleasure. I enjoy every moment of it. Every moment of it, sis. And we're going to do it again in 2024.
All right, y'all. Y'all heard it. Yep.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
No, 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 no.
Oh my god.
I heard ASAP and Ruby got it popping in the club last night.
The baby gotta go to court for another fight.
Girl wanna fight cause a man looking at my round of sight.
And a man oh mad god. Cause I put her on a flight. Hey, hey,
hey. We talking this.
Hey, hey.
We talking this.
Hey, hey.
We talking this.
Oh my god.
Hey. We talking this.